Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to thank you for joining me on the Rise Up and Pray prayer line, where we're just going over some reviews of the book, and I just want to talk to you a little bit tonight about just a little bit about the book, and each week building up what we're going to do. First of all, my name is Ricardo Cordu, and I am the author of Rise Up and Pray, 21 Days of Feeding the Warrior in You. And I want to welcome you to the 21-Day Prayer Challenge. Now, what we're going to do is for the first couple weeks of December, what we're going to do is we're going to prepare for January 1st. So January 1st, we're going to actually going to start each day. We're going to have every 21 days. What I'm going to do is you're actually going to be able to follow me on YouTube. And also, you can join the Rise Up and Pray Facebook page, where we'll all keep up with each other and be able to make some messages on the page. And, you know, I'll say some things and type some things for the 21st each day between the 1st and the 21st of January. So this is kind of just a build-up call right here. I'm going to say some prayers on it. But also what we're going to talk about, too, also is the tools. I'm going to kind of explain the tools for people. And each week we're just going to go through the tools. And so next call, I'll have another tool that I'm going to talk about. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start with a scripture. And this is going to be actually from page 2, talking about 21 days. And this is actually Daniel 10, 12 through 14, King James Version. Then he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to you, to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come." And so that was Daniel 10, 12, 14, King James Version. Now, the Rise Up and Pray 21-Day Prayer Challenge, it's just I'm here to provoke you as a person, as a mother, as a father, as a son, as a daughter, as a business leader, as a pastor or a minister or a leader in a church, or even if you're just volunteering in the food pantry, or you know, you might do anything in your church right now. But I want to let you know that every church needs a prayer warrior. Every family needs a prayer warrior to help build up their families. If you're believing for people to become saved in your family, or you're believing for a coworker, or your business to grow, or your finances to get right, your health to get right, you know, you have to become a prayer warrior to be able to do that. And this 21-day, actually, the 21-day Rise and Pray book is designed to help you start that fire. This is kind of a beginner book, but yet it's not, because I give you some tools that most people who've been in church never heard of. So this is actually going to give you an inside track, an inside scoop, where you'll be able to not only be able to build yourself up, but also build your family up. You're going to find other prayer warriors, connect with other prayer warriors across the world, and also you'll identify who's in your life who is praying for you. I always have a saying that, you know, a family that prays together rises together. Also, I always say, you know, if you have friends or family members and you call them friends, if they're not praying for you, they're not your friend, because, you know, iron sharpens iron, heart sharpens heart, prayer warriors sharpen other prayer warriors, protect each other. You're the protector of your family. You're the protector of all the things that are going on. And in this day and time where we are in a time period of lawlessness, and it just seems like things are going on and anger, people are angry about different things, and just all the different things that are going on, such as the time to pick up a time period to actually pray. Now, prayer also one thing it does do also, it allows you to build your faith up. It builds your inner person. It makes you stronger. It gives you an atmosphere or a time period of peace, high resolution of excellence. Prayer does a lot of different things, and it refines your skills. It's just some things that prayer does that somebody who prays, you could tell the difference to where somebody who doesn't pray. It's just a difference. And the first tool I'm going to go through today is seclusion. And basically what I said in the book is find a place of seclusion where you may speak freely. I don't want you to just speak loud, but I want you to pray like it is your last breath. It is very important that you pray with passion, with aggression, and with focus. Understanding why you are praying, pray as if you are saying, I am going to pray and I'm not going to stop until I see a move from God. And then I use a scripture, Psalms 55:16-17. It says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me, evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Okay, now that's kind of key, because I know as a prayer warrior, it's very rarely I go an hour without just saying something to God. Lord, I thank you. You know, Lord, I praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, I thank you for that person that just walked by me. I pray for their healing. I pray for the God of peace to operate in their life. There's things that I'm saying throughout the day constantly. I built that up, though. It didn't start like that. Now, I built it up. It started off just 15 minutes a day. And I built that consistently. And, you know, this 21 days, you'll be able to build up something. And so this will get you really started running, a quick race, but it'll help you build to a marathon to build yourself up over the years. And this is an exciting time for you. I'm so glad you joined me on the call. And I'm going to go into prayer now and just cover all everything that we talked about today. And we talked about seclusion today. Seclusion, you want to be able to spend time with God. So you want to kind of cast away, bird away. Even Jesus, he kind of stepped away. And with that, what happened was he was in the wilderness and he had to get away from the noise. He had to get away from the crowd for a little bit just to get his mind right where he could hear God, get away from the noise so he can really dissect the things of God and, you know, read God's word and pray and fast and do things to be able to do the best things for God and build himself up. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord, Father God, for the people who are listening to this call, Lord. But first of all, we repent, Lord, of our sins, and Lord, we ask for your forgiveness, Lord, Father God. If we haven't given our life to you, Lord, Father God, we confess with our mouth, Lord, Father God, that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead so that we may be saved. Lord, we believe in our heart that he rose again from the dead, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father God, that we want to be a new creature in you, Lord, Father God. Old things have passed away and all things have been made new, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, I pray for the God of peace, Lord, Father God, to operate through this time period of our lives, Lord, Father God. If I speak a shift, Lord, Father God, as I speak shift, Lord, I shift, Lord, Father God. We shift, Lord, Father God, into the new movement of you, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father God, the new movement of growth, Lord. Lord, Father, speak healing, Lord, to our bodies, Lord. Speak the love into our bodies, Lord, strength into our bodies, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father God, that we pinpoint, Lord, Father God, a precise movement of you, Lord, Father God, to be the best us, Lord, Father God, to be the best business owners, Lord, to be the best co-workers or the best, Lord, Father God, mothers and fathers, Lord, Father God, that we give our best to you, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, that we operate through you, Lord, Father, that we operate in the word, Lord, Father God, we operate in prayer, Lord, Father God, that we begin to be the light, Lord, Father God, of you, Lord, Father God. I decree and declare, Lord, Father God, any setback, any delays, Lord, Father God, that is sent to assign to our lives, Lord, Father God, I break it by fire right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every attack, every plot, every scheme, Lord, Father, may it be overturned and overruled right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Every arrow shot, Lord, Father God, away, Lord, Father God, may it backfire in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. We take control, Lord, Father God, of the principality, Lord, Father, of our city, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, I speak over the city of High Point, North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, Lord, Father God. May power switch hands now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Lord, Father, we operate, Lord, Father God, in this new seclusion, time period of seclusion, Lord, Father. I speak seclusion, Lord, Father God, in our life, that we may hear you, Lord, that we may get things right through our hearts, Lord, Father God. Father, may seclusion, Lord, Father God, be our resting place, Lord, Father God. You, Lord, resting place, Lord, to get away from the stress, spirit of heaviness, Lord. We break it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, triumph, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for blessings, Lord, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, thank you. Congratulations for going through the first official Rise from Pray prayer call. Now, we're going to get a little bit better as we go, and we're just getting started. And through this, you'll find things that you'll have questions. You can message me on Facebook, or you can email me at RicardoCordu@gmail.com if you have more questions or anything like that. Also, people who you know, send them to my website so they can sign up for the prayer call, to sign up for the challenge, so I can have their email information. Well, I'm going to email y'all different things and different topics, what I'm learning on. And so just know that's happening. Remember, my name is Ricardo Cordu, and I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, that your days are as sweet as honey, and that your life brings you much joy and much laughter. And remember, life is love, and love is life. Thank you so much for joining us on the Rise Up and Pray prayer call, and just know that we are victorious people. Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful day.